Hello, everyone. Welcome to the latest edition of Miami Hurricanes Talk with Danny. My guest this week is the play-by-play voice for the Bethune-Cookman Wildcats, if I'm correct. Michael Trullio. Did I get that right?
It's Trullo.
Trullo, yes. All right, so we're going to talk game Thursday night, Hard Rock Stadium, 7:30, ACC Network, and on the radio up in Daytona Beach. Mike has a few minutes to join me. Mike, thank you for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, my couple of things I looked at when I watched tape of Bethune, the first two games. I mean, one, they give up a lot of yards on the ground. Although last week they shut down Savannah State, and they did a very good job at that. What do you think they changed from game one to game two?
Well, I think what they changed from game one to game two is they committed more linebackers to the box. We knew that Savannah State's quarterback was mobile, that he liked to run, that he liked to try and move the pocket. So they oftentimes committed that extra middle linebacker, or sometimes they like to play 4-3 a lot with the two outside linebackers playing as almost extra corners sometimes. And we committed those guys more to the box and kind of committed to shutting down the run. We did, as a contrary to that, kind of give up a little bit more passing yards in the second half once their offense kind of got going. But we did kind of take away that run.
Yeah, that's another thing. I did notice that he did a very good job. Willie Simmons is a very good quarterback. Tell us about Willie Simmons, the third.
Well, Willie Simmons was the coach that coached Coach Woody. Raymond Woody was our head coach.
Yes.
And they coached together at a lot of stops at FAU, at Oregon, at USF, at Florida State. So you got a lot of similar characteristics, right? The things that Coach Woody preaches: smart, fast, physical, aggressive. That's his thing. It's all over campus. It's all over the promotional material and everything, you know, and he kind of lives that.
Yeah. I noticed. It seems to me what Coach Woody calmed the waters after what went on with the Ed Reed saga over the off season. He's done a pretty good job in my book in the two games I've seen.
Yeah. And especially because this year is a rebuilding year for the program. I think in the next couple of years, you're going to touch to see the rise of BCU football. We've been 2-9 the last 2 years. Obviously, we had a very tumultuous offseason, which we won't get into. But Coach Woody's job this year is to come in and stabilize the program and get it to a place where fans can expect a competitive BCU football team.
Yeah, and I look at BCU now. You saw Miami. I was at the game at Hard Rock last week, and Miami just really, really did a very good job against Texas A&M. I mean, shutting down the run and pressuring the quarterback. What is Coach Woody seeing from tape this week? How do you prepare for an offense that explosive the way Miami's going to bring to the table?
Well, I think the main important thing is to make Van Dyke uncomfortable. He's only taken two sacks through the first two games. I think that's been one of the strengths of our offense is the pass rush. We were able to make a very good Memphis quarterback look kind of pedestrian at times, even though the score was very lopsided in week one. And then, of course, we were able to completely take away Jaden Adams at Savannah State's legs in week two. I think some names to watch out for up front: Eddie Walls, our defensive end, Deontay Washington at defensive tackle, and Amari Jones at linebacker do an excellent job at kind of making the quarterback uncomfortable, getting past the offensive line and trying to make a move.
Yeah, I noticed on the both touchdowns against Memphis I saw was both defensive.
Yeah, so Amari Jones, who's our starting linebacker, came off an edge blitz, batted a pass up in the air, and took it 80 yards to the house. That play was featured on Barstool Sports' Twitter account, which was kind of cool. And then late in the fourth quarter, our defensive line got into the backfield so fast they disrupted a handoff and caused the fumble that was taken back to the house. So that was our two scores against Memphis.
I know, so stopping the run. I mean, Miami. What are you seeing? What have you seen from the four Miami backs that have played in the first two games? And what will Bethune try to do to slow that down?
Well, I think they're going to have to commit to either dropping back more in coverage to try and take away some of the big explosive plays, or committing more to the box to try and take away the stable of running backs. You can't really do both against an offense like Miami's. So I think that you might see Miami be more effective in the run. I'm looking at a guy like Harry Parrish or a guy like Donald Chaney to kind of maybe exert their will up the middle a little bit.
Yeah, I think so too. When you watch Bethune-Cookman, I say, but many of our fans are looking pat. But if you heard Mario Cristobal said he praised Coach Woody this week in his press conference. I don't know if you heard it or not, but he praised Coach Woody. In fact, I think he respects Coach Woody more than really anybody that I know.
Well, Coach Woody and Coach Cristobal were on the same staff at Oregon for a couple of years, so
Wow.
they know each other very well. I actually got to speak to Coach Woody. I was out of practice this morning to get some interviews for a pregame show, and he has a lot of respect the other way for Coach Cristobal, and he says they've been talking during the week. And yeah, I think the respect goes both ways.
Yeah, and I looked at what Mario said, one of our Mario Cristobal said this week. He said regarding Bethune-Cookman, and I'll play the quote and I'll read the quote to you here. We know it's a short week, coming off for both teams, coming off wins. They did say regarding Damian about regarding Coach Woody, he said that he said about Bethune-Cookman, they're fast, their quarterbacks and their percent with Simmons is very good. He's throwing them at a high clip. What he noticed is, and I've seen it the first two games, the speed and disruptiveness up front on that D line, and you bring it, and they bring it from the edges, and they're very athletic on the edges, and they force a lot of bad plays. The offense, as you know, they stretch you, they're fast, they stretch you horizontally, they stretch you vertically. They got two dangerous returns in the kick game. What can you tell us about those guys?
Well, the returners, the name to watch out for is Darnell Dees. He's going to wear number 5 for us. He was one of
Okay.
our all SWAC first team preseason guys, for the returning game. Had two return touchdowns last year, including a 98 yarder. But he's kind of been limited early on in the season, only two returns through the first two games. Memphis made it a point of kicking far away from him
Yeah, I
and
noticed that when I
even
watched the
like
film.
even squib kicking some things, like kicking something short to keep it away from him, because he can be explosive. The other returner back there is actually, we've been using one of our running backs, Juvensley Bazoul,
Yes,
as a
I noticed
returner,
that.
and he had a couple of good returns against Savannah State.
Yeah, very good job. I thought they did very well stop at Savannah State last week. Very simply, I mean, keys to the game. What must Bethune do if they are to pull the big upset?
I think that one-on-one, the corners are going to have to play above their heads. They're going to have to match up very well with very good Miami receivers and take away the pass game when they drop in coverage. The other thing that's going to have to happen is the middle linebackers are going to have to take away the running game at the second level. You cannot ask in a 3-4 defense that the front three is going to take away the run all by themselves. So look for guys like Shelton Quarles and De'Aris Thomas, who are our two starting middle linebackers, to be big and run stopping.
And I think it's basically all our fans are saying. I think that our fans are looking past Bethune-Cookman, but Mario Cristobal is respects that team, and I think it's going to be a game for a little while. But I think too much Miami in the end, like you said. How does the rest of the season look for you guys after Miami?
Well, then we start SWAC play. We go to Jackson State and to Alabama State across a bye week. And then, yeah, the rest of the way is just conference play, I think, as it is for you guys as well.
Yeah, we have one more conference game. We have one more non-conference at Temple next Saturday, and then after a bye, we do start our conference play. I'm going to let you out here with a prediction. What's your prediction for Thursday night?
My prediction is that the first quarter, Bethune is going to come out and shock some people in the stands. We did it against Memphis. We were down 3 points at the end of the first quarter, and everybody was like, well, why is this game still close? I think you're going to see a similar thing. I think Luke Sprague, who's going to be our starting quarterback, came in the second quarter against Savannah State and really kind of took the reins of that offense that had been struggling previously. I think that his vertical passing game and the speed of our receivers are going to catch the Miami defense off guard a little bit early on in the game. But I think Miami will adjust, and I think the game will play out as you would expect an FBS versus FCS game to play out in the second half.
Yeah, I think the same thing too. I think, maybe on the short week, I think when you look at coming off a big emotional win against A&M, You come back on a short, like I said, short week Thursday night. I think what you're going to see, I guess, like you said, maybe, but maybe get maybe a little off in the first quarter. But I think by the time second quarter comes to the end, really about halftime and then second half, like I said, Miami's talent and size just too much for Bethune. My prediction for the game is Miami 51, 53, 55. Miami 55, Bethune-Cookman 10. Yours?
I'm not going to give a score prediction, but I actually expect our offense to be a bit better than that.
Okay. All right, so, Michael, I want to take this time. Thank you for joining us. Safe trip down to Miami Gardens this week, and we'll talk again soon.
Thank you so much for having me.
Okay, let's see.